look, really excited to get this guy on the show. Shawn Mendes, how are you, man?
Good, thank you. How are you, buddy?
Yeah, really excited to chat to you. Now, you're spending a bit of time in the UK at the moment, especially in London. How are you finding it? Do you like London?
Yeah, I like it here. I actually never kind of came to the city until a couple hours ago. It's really nice here. It's really pretty.
Love it. Where have you been in the UK so far? Have you been anywhere else?
No, only London. I mean, only London.
Okay, so you're new here then?
Yeah.
That's fair enough then. Well, you've got a lot of things to see, I tell you.
Yeah, definitely.
Now, let's face it, everything has happened so fast for you over the past few years in the States, right? It's been pretty crazy from making Vine videos just a little under 2 years ago and now being what you are. Are you overwhelmed with the reaction from everything?
I think a little bit, but not as much as I thought I would be. I think it's kind of come in steps too. Like, I feel like I'm building up to it as well.
Yeah. Now, obviously, you're only 17 years old, doing these huge shows like Ellen, Jimmy Kimmel, and all those big things in the States. Like, it must be really crazy for you. I'm guessing your friends must be, you know, your best friend right now.
Oh, man, it is insane. For me, it's like my dreams are coming true. My friends think it's all crazy, and I know it's crazy, and it is. It's really, really, really crazy. I keep saying crazy, but I don't know how else to explain it.
Yeah. Do you get to see much of your friends till then?
Yeah, no, when I go home, I hang out with them all the time, for sure.
What do you like to get up to? Do you like to just chill out, play video games? Or
whatever? Yeah, we hang out. I mean, we actually, like, play sports as much as we can. We got a bunch of, like, volleyball courts near our house and stuff, but that's always fun, yeah.
So you've been on tour with Taylor Swift recently, supporting her. How has that been? It must have been amazing.
So incredible, man. These playing in front of, like, 50, 40,000 people a night is just the best way to get your name out there possible.
Yeah.
On top of that, Taylor's just, like, the nicest person.
Yeah.
You could... I mean, as humble... And I don't know if you've ever spoke to her, but as humble as you think she is. And it's just... It's great.
Now, obviously, touring must be super fun, all the shows, like, all the parties and stuff. But is there anything you're not a fan of? Is there anything you're like, oh, I don't want to do this today?
It is really fun. Touring is great. But, I mean, obviously, there's days, like any job, that you're just, you know, tired and you're not in the mood to kind of do anything, really. And those are the days where it's tough. But I mean, more or less... Positives way at the negatives so strongly.
Yeah, I bet. Would you kind of, do you have a playlist for being on tour? Obviously on the road a lot now. What do you listen to on your iPod?
To be honest with you, I cut down on like what I listen to, because I feel like the more I start to listen to an artist, the more I start to sound like them.
Yeah.
And that, I kind of want to stay away from that. But I mean, I've always listened to Ed for a long time.
Yeah.
Eminem, I've listened to a lot. I mean, driving from songwriters and stuff. I just started listening to Kygo a lot, which is great.
Okay, that's cool.
Yeah.
Awesome. Now, your show in London at the Shepherd's Bush Empire sold out pretty damn fast. That must be incredible to feel that support from the fans in the UK.
It's crazy. I mean, last time we were back here, I did 600, and this time is like 2,200 or something, so it's really, really exciting.
Let's chat about the new single then, Stitches. It's already blown up in the States, you know, taking it from your debut album, Handwritten, which was Billboard number one. That's pretty crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, I read online that it was you're the youngest artist to do it in nearly 5 years.
Yeah, last was Justin, right?
To have those stats on you at 17, like, it must be unreal to feel this right now.
Dude, it's really incredible.
How did you celebrate then with this album? Obviously, you can't really drink much because, you know, it's 21 over in the States, but you must...
No, but it's 18 here, so I have one more year.
Exactly,
come
to the UK
and
just drink.
I think I was in the middle of the tour when we got all that stuff in, and it was just so awesome. I mean, the shows afterwards were just incredible. I mean, I don't really remember any. It's been a bit of a blur.
Yeah, but the new single Stitches then, tell me a little bit about the song.
The song is like basically just about kind of the raw emotion of a breakup and the anger and the upset that comes within that. And it's to this really, really badass beat, and I love it. It's really cool.
So I tweeted yesterday that you were on the show tonight, and you know the fans were pretty crazy. All the questions, I'll do a few of them now for you. Maru on Twitter, what's the weirdest thing a fan has ever given you?
The weirdest.
You must get a lot of stuff.
I had like a book show up to my front step on my door.
Wow, that's pretty creepy.
And the book was them explaining to me how they got my address.
What?
And it was like in the most, it was not harmful at all. Like, they weren't trying to be creepy. It was just like, I wasn't even creeped out just because of how harmless they seemed to be. But it was like kind of crazy.
That's fair enough. Marta on Twitter, what's your favorite thing about touring the world?
I think like so many people go their whole lives. Like, and that's one of the things they want to do is just, you know, travel the world. And they never really get to experience that. And I get to do that and see culture from all over the place. And that... On top of that, I'm meeting my fans and people are liking the music that I'm singing. I'm doing what I love, and actually have a career out of it.
Yeah.
So that's incredible for me.
Awesome. Carla on Twitter, if you could be an actor for a day, who would you be?
If I could be an actor for a day, I'd probably be like Bradley Cooper or something.
That's cool.
Yeah, he's cool.
Jamie, if you could collab with anyone, dead or alive, who would you pick?